lot. V'shimish talmid chachamim. He learned Gemara with mishamach talmid chachamim. Harbei lifnei ma meis pachatzi yom. How come he died so early? Sisteru, the Torah says you live long. How come he died so early? Lehoya adam achzira dover. Nobody was able to answer her. Good kasha she is. No rov had a teretz to that kasha. Pam achas, one time nisarachti etzlo. Means Eliyahu Hanavi went to visit her. And he started to talk about it. Let me hear exactly how your husband did, how you acted in the house privately. And Eliyahu asked her, when you were a nida, mahu etzecho, did he ever touch you? Did he ever come close to you? She answered, chas v'sholom, he didn't touch me. He didn't even touch my pinky. He didn't even touch. When she was a nida, her husband didn't touch her. What about this man when she's libun? That means usually Anisha sees down, let's say for 5 days, then she makes tefsik tarum, and then the next 7 days where it's called the may libun. That means she's not seeing down, and she's counting the zayin nikiyim to see when she becomes Torah. That's called the may libun. Like when she's wearing white things then, to check herself to make sure she's Torah. Ma wet b'chor. Well then, were you also, was your husband away from you? So she said no, then Taka Ochle and me used to eat together. The shas to me, we drank together. The yoshnim, and he slept with me. The kira bosa. Loy also died by al davar acher. When he didn't do tashmas, tashmas chas shalom he didn't do. That's also in the raisa. But they used to sleep together. The kira bosa used to like touch one another. The amarti lo. When Eliyahu Hanavi heard this, he told her, "Borach hamokim shogu." Bezoy is good. The yebushti did din that he killed her. Shlo nos upon him matera. That your husband didn't learn good pshat matera. He was over. Sharei amru tera. Tera says. Torah doesn't say Isha need them, it's called Zaman, she's seeing the dam. Torah says, Isha benidah tumasa. It means called Zaman, she has a tumma nidah on her, she has dina nidah. So even though your wife stops seeing blood, but called Zaman, she didn't go to the mikvah, not the 7 days, she didn't go to the mikvah yet, she still lost it to you. So, Bazayi, about the Rabbanan, there's an Issa not to have kirabasa, you shouldn't have kirabasa then. Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi said a little different shot the Meister was. Omar, Nita Chod Heavy, the pshat was they had one bed. Not the pshat that Mamash had Kiribasa, but they slept together in the same bed. The Marova Amri, Omar Yitzhak, Rav Yosef, Sinor, Masik, Bnei Lebeno. They didn't Mamash sleep in Kiribasa, they had like an apron between the two of them. But even that's Osir, so that's where he got his Misa. Rashi, Levinecho, Kagoin Zobo, Shoseferi, Shivanakiyim, Zobo. And Bisman is there, all leaders, Hamad Rabbonin, have a din zover, that after they see down for the fifth day, then they can first start counting Zayin Nikiyim. Misha Posko, when they stop seeing the dam, Otsurich Elias Leveshet Labonim, she has to wear white underwear then, Lebdika, to make a Bdika, Shem Matira Matistas Virasoi. Maybe she'll see down in between the Zayin Nikiyim, and she'll be Sosa the Sphira. Benidat Tumosoi, the Acha Tovi Bemayim, and Tul, the wife, is table, the Mikvah, Hebenidosa, she still has a tumor on neither on her. It's not totally when she sees the blood, it's totally when she goes to the mikvah. The ma'avina and mitiyah benidosa beviyosatei achatovi b'mayim b'teras karam. Till she comes into the mikvah, she'll have a tumas nidirona. Mita chod hevei, rochva. So they want to be lamas chus. Now, chasa, they didn't touch one another. But it was a very wide bed. What do you call this? King size bed. V'lekirubasa hevei. V'sav v'sharabachi. He thought it was mutah. But Allah is also awesome in the Rabbanan. To be on the same bed, it's also awesome. Sinor, Shaykh Geras, Boyu, Magim, Vasnaim, Lamata. They take a war like underpants or pajamas, the bottom part of the pajamas they were wearing. That they didn't touch. Just the top they touched, so that's what he got his miss. So to Mishnah. V'yelo min halochis, Sha'omru, Baliyas, Hananya, Ben Chiskiya, Ben Gorun. This was Yudches, the worm, they were guys, they made special halochis. The Shasta Chomer went up to Aliyah, the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. Shalul Levakri, they went up to visit him, a few Chachom together. Nimnu, they went to count. V'rabu Beishama Beisilu. That there were more Talmidim for Beishama than Beisilu. V'yudches Dvorim Gozu Boy Bayoin. And 18 Gzeres they made special Yudches Dvorim, they made that day. The Shasta Chomer went up to this Aliyah, by Hananya ben Chizkiya, to make special Takonis. The Gemara will soon recognize all the Takonis they made. Rashi Nimnu Varavu, Bol Minya Vinimso Shabeshamam Rubim, that Beshamay had a bigger, had more people. So Khura la Dispshah was Shapasl like Beshamay. Really, if I care the Gemara in Yuvam, it says that really Beshamay was Khara than Tfei. Really Beshamay was very, very smart. And that's why the Gemara says, Lasad Lava, Yemaisa Mashiach, we're going to pass him like Beishamai. Because really, Beishamai is so smart that really the halacha is emes. Just we don't understand them. But since we don't understand them, halacha is Achir Rabban Lahatis. And since the Rambam is Beis Hillel, therefore we pass him as man is there now like Beis Hillel. But Lasad Lava, when the Mashiach will come, we'll understand Claude the Tam of Beishamai, it's brought down, then we'll take a pass like Beishamai. So soon, it's not like this Mishnah is saying right now. Right? At least in these Yud Ches Devarim, we came out to hold like Beshamai. Right, we'll see in the Gemara what they are. Omalei Abayin Rav Yosef. Elu Tanan. Do we say Elu means it's starting now to count like a new Mishnah now? A new 18 things they were Geyser. Or Ive Elu Tanan. The Elu means a continuation from the Gzeres we had before. And that the Mishnah before said, you're not allowed to read in front of the light, in front of the lamp, on Shabbos, that's also one of these Yud Ches Devarim. That'll be good, what's brought down on Sefer Shabbos also. And it goes what we said before. But Elu Tanan, Oiz the Elu Tanan. The Elu Tanan means Hani Diamorin. The last two Gezeres, the Mishnah, are also included in these Yud Ches Devarim. Oy Elu Tanan, Divinu Lamei Mekamon. Elu means no, what we're going to say now, we're going to speak out a new 18 gzeres. Toshma, bring your ayah, and poilin liyor haner. And now let us pick out the lights from your begodim in front of the yorhaner. The incurring liyor haner. And now let us read from a sefer in front of the lamp. The elu, these two gzeres, min halochish omru balias chanani ben chiski ben gurin shramilu vielu tanach framina. That these two were part of the Yud Ches Devarim that they were gezer. So it's a rayif shanau mishnah, like we have the girsa, the elu, means the first two gzeres we had before is also a part of these gzeres. Shashach yasinin, the elu tanan, hani di amoron or dilma elu a tanan, hani di bino memekamon, the elu koyat lit, going on before, lo yifal lit kelob, lo yikorle on air, the elu menalochis, or dilma elu tanan, the koyle kamon, ain't sharon di yoy, so shema, Yatati kamaitzikoi, avlinich lav mishmoin also da, the vavninil kamaforish law. But this, if you girls elu, that means the first two are not part of the yudches. If you girls the elu, they are part of the yudches. So that Gemaria, the maskon is the girls the elu, that the first two gzeres is part of the yudches devorim. So the rabbonin, mikos of Megillus Tainus. Who went down to write the Megillus Tainus? What is Megillus Tainus at Rashi? The fish, Shashar called Mishnah Bryce Lahoyuksuvin. They didn't write down yet Mishnayis at this time. The Yosel Kosum is called Torah Shabbateh. It's also to write it down. Vezu Nichtavu, the only thing they wrote down was called the Megillas Tainus. What does that mean? Lezichron, to remember, Ladas Yomin, Hoasurim Betainus. Not that you're allowed to fast, but the days you're not allowed to fast. Lekach Nikru Megillah, Shekosum and Megillas Sefer. It's called the Megillah because it's written down in the Lashon of a Sefer. It's called Megillas Tainus. These days are also to have fasting. Because there was a special Yeshua came to Klai Yisrael. So he has to be B'simcha that day and not be B'tainis. So the Gemara Omru, Chanani ben Chizki of Asiyosoi. They were the ones that wrote it, this Megillus Tainis. Shoyu Mechav ben Esatzoros. They loved the Tzoros. What does it mean, the Tzoros? Not merely the Tzoros, but the Gula that happened afterwards. The fact that Hashem saved us from the Tzar. So Drashi Mechav ben Esatzoros, Shenigolin Mehem. We were saved from all the Tzoros we went through. The Hanais. And Hashem saved us with the Nais. Chavav aleim was very chavav to them. Lahaskiroi, to remember it. Leshabchay eshlakodesh leshabchay eshlakodesh baruch hu, to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kosvan used to write down Yemei Hanais, the day, the exact date of the Nais. Lasoisim yomtiv, to make a yomtiv out of that day. Hagoyin elin yomid leilatanobo, your special days you're not allowed to fast, like Chanukah, Purim, the days that Nisan happen you're not allowed to fast. So they used to write down all these days. So the Ma'amar of Shem Gamuyel. Afonu, really us also mechaven as a service. We also appreciate whenever Hashem does nisim to us, saves us from a tzar. Avo ma nase, shimbono lichta veno no maspikim. If we'll go to write down how much tzaris and Hashem saves us, we'll never end off. Because we have so many tzaris, Hashem saves us every single day, saying the davar soif. Shrashi eno no maspik lefi shein tadiris, it happens every single day. We get into trouble and Hashem saves us. We'll have a yomtiv every single day. It's that we can't do. The barach and other pshat is no. Ein shreita nifkar. Faked. A shreita doesn't appreciate what happened to them. In other words, we don't appreciate so much nifkar that Hashem does to us. Shrashi ein shreita nifkar. Ein tegar roa bo'olo. Klaimer. Ein amakibib kov. He doesn't realize what's happening to him. Kach kama nisim boyim lono ben ono matirim ben. Hashem does a lot of these to us and we're not makir it. The Rachrin Bosra Meis Magish Bismut. A Bosra Meis is not Magish to Tzoros. Same thing, you don't Magish as a dead person, not Magish as a needle going into him. No, we're not Magish at Tzoros. But the more any, it's hard for a person when his mace, when a worm bites you, mamash like a needle going into your body. So you see, your mace is magish. Shenemer ach v'sar olav yichoid. The nashel ot yovel, or they'll have pain. And the Gemara Eimer, pshat at this, ain't bosa meisha b'chai. A person that's live and he has some dead meat on him, so his overgrown skin is magish b'izmol. If you put a needle in there, you're not magish it. It's meant to say, we're not magish the tzoros we have. Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, Vrum Zoch, Rav Sish, Tatoi, Vachananya, Mechizki, Shmoy, Shemol, Yehu, not for him, Nigna, Seif, Yecheskel, Chomim would have been going to put away Seif, Yecheskel, Seif, Yecheskel, Shoy, Dvor, Seisim, Divrei Torah, he said a lot of things in there that was Seisim, Divrei Torah, but also, what did he do? Helo, Le, Gimel, Meyaz, Gar, Vishem, he put away a lot, 300 barrels of oil, that means he sat up nights and nights, trying to miyashiv, the yashiv aliyah v'darshan. He sat in his aliyah, his attic, and he darshan seif yecheskel, that even though there was certain kash that looks like it's seif to divrei Torah, he went to miyashiv all the kashes. They're not seif for divrei Torah. Was again Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Baron Zohar Ois Ish L'Toiv. Remember this person L'Toiv, the Chananya Ben Chizkiya Shmoy. His name was Chananya Ben Chizkiya, and that's the halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ve'elu min halacha Shomru Ba'aliyos Chananya Ben Chizkiya Ben Gorin. I mean, in his aliyah. Aliyah means the upstairs apartment. That used to be the choshev apartment in time of the Gemara. He used to have a downstairs to come in, and then he used to go upstairs. That was the living room. So he went upstairs, and they made all the yudches devorim. So Gemara says his is ish, zochar es ish atayiv, shel molei hu, not for him, nigna seif yecheskel. They would have hid his seif yecheskel. Shei yudvor es seisim adibri Torah. Because for certain things that says in seif yecheskel, luchura looks like it's a stira to the Torah. Ma also, so what did this Chananya do? Is heloloi gimol neyaz garvei shem. They took with him 300 barrels of oil. It means to stay up nights and nights and nights, to use this oil for light, to stay up and work on Seif Yecheskel. V'yoshev aliyah v'doshin. He stood up in his aliyah and he darshin Seif Yecheskel. So in this our Mishnah goes that while he was upstairs darshining Seif Yecheskel, our Mishnah says, V'elu min halachis shomru b'aliyahs Chananya ben Chizki ben Gorin. She'olu levakim, means the Talmidim, Utamir Chomim went up to Mavakim. He was there such a long time trying to fix Seif Yecheskel. They went to Mavakim, and Nimnu Virabo upstairs there in his aliyah, they came out that Beishama Beisilul. There were more people there from Tamidi Beishama than Beisilul, and they passed like Beishamai. They made exer of 18 things. So Rashi says, what was the shal? What was wrong with Seif Yecheskel? Rashi divrei Torah. So going to Velo Treifa, and the Yecheskel says, you're not allowed to eat in the Velo Treifa. Lo Yochlo Kahanim. Smash, but only a kain can eat treifa. Is a kasha or Yisrael eichlem? A Yisrael could eat treifa. Okugoyin v'chein tase v'shiva v'achodei sheichin nirmas korban zebatayra. It says in Chaseif Yechestu, new korban, on the seventh month to bring a korban. It doesn't say that in the Torah. So he went upstairs in his aliyah and he sat down and he was miyashiv the stiras that they have in Yaseif Yechestu. Gemara Menachos talks about it. Next Rashi says, Darshan k'dashin lahani kura b'mnochis t'mishom dishtori malika b'chatesoy. Gabayu, since a Kohen has a heter to eat a Malika Soif, that means by Kodshim you take an oif, you don't have to make a Shchita, you take your thumb and make a Malika, put it through the backside of the neck of the oif. And that's Mutter. So I would think, who would then is Mutter for Kohen to eat Treifis? Kamash will know it's also for them to eat Treifis. That's Pshan Yechet and Seif Yecheskel. Not that he's saying that Yisrael is allowed to eat Treifim. No, it's a chiddush that a kohen is also teach treifa. I would have a meaning maybe a kohen is a ladi treifa. So this is what the Mishnah is going on. And while Chananya Ben Chizki was up in his aliyah, the miyashiv Seif Yecheskel, a lot of chachamim went up there from Tamidei Veshama Beisilul, and there upstairs they made yudches devarim. They made gzeiros. So the Gemara Shmoy Noisa Dova Gozum. 18 things they made gzeiros. Gemara Maininu. What are these 18 gzeiros that they made? Shemonu. Gemara Maininu Shmoy Noisa Dova. Ditzinan. Elu poistlanesa truma.
these things pasul truma. Now, pois pastas a truma means truma, as I'm gonna, that's what you take off to give to a kohen. Now, this halacha, you're not allowed to eat truma tameya. Now, tameya means that if a sheretz, an avat tumah, touches the yoichel becomes a rishon l'tumah. Halacha is if a rishon touches another thing, it makes it a sheni l'tumah. Now, if a sheni touches a third thing, if a sheni l'tumah touches truma, it makes the truma puzzle. Postle means in itself. Now this piece of bread is also teeth, it's like tomei, but it has no kiyach to matama something else. That's the chil between postle and tomei. When something is tomei, the pshat is if it touches something else, it could be matama something else. Postle means that's the last stage of tumah, that only it itself is tomei, and it can't be matama something else. So Rabbanan made chumris that if something touches trumah, you pass the trumah. Means you're not allowed to eat this trumah now, it has a din tomei on it, but it's not so tomei to matama something else. If somebody eats an oichel that has a rishon l'tumah, that means a sheretz touched a piece of bread. So the piece of bread now is a rishon l'tumah. If the man eats it now, or else v'oichel oichel sheni, you ate that the sheretz touched a mashka, touched water, and the water touched the bread, so now the bread is a sheni l'tumah. If a person eats it, so his goof becomes tamei, that if he touches truma now, he passes truma. Rashi. Ha'oichel oichel rishon mid ha'teira. Now there's only mid rabbanon, because mid yiraisa min ha'teira ain oichel matam adam ha'oichel. If a person eats tamei, he doesn't become tamei. Chutz min nevelas oiftor. The only thing that can matama the person if he eats a nevela of an oiftor, means a bird that died without shechita. The halacha is if you eat it, you become tamei. Av nevelas behema mashenkin a behema that's dead loy. It's not matama you if you eat it. That nevela of a behema, when you touch it, it has a tumas maga. So therefore, somebody would just stick it down your mouth and you swallow it. By touching inside your mouth, it's based on storm yinamakabu tumah. So by eating it, you also won't be tummy. The kol shchein oicho rishon avad, if you only eat a piece of bread that's only tummy from somebody else. Sheino avatumah, that the bread itself is not an avatumah, it's not mitami yumid yiraisa. So Rashi, Avol Hain Gozru, the Rabbanan made Gzeres Boisa Yom that day, for the first time Lekamon Bekulam. The law will explain what the time, why they made these Gzeres, to ask if you touch Truma, to make the Truma possible. V'shiyurun lifsalas agviya, how much do you have to eat that your goof should become Tomei? V'chatzi pras, a half of a loaf of bread. V'perek Yom HaKippurim. V'osanam Yom HaNasotum Agviya, the Lav Diraisa, often the Gemara says it's not Diraisa over here, it's only with the Rabbanan. Another nafkamina rashi says the cooler is that usually if you touch your sheretz and your tamei, even after you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till hera shemes, till the yikrita truma, till it comes at night time. If you only have one of these tumah, the rabbonans, as soon as you go to the mikvah, right away you're allowed to eat the truma. That's a cooler and these isurim. So the first zayir was if you eat an oichel rishon or you eat an oichel sheni, that your goof becomes tamei, that you touch truma now, you'll pass all the truma. Who are then if you drink water that's tamei, your goof becomes tamei, that if your goof now touches trulam, you make the truma puzzle. We have a bath. Mayim shuvim usually means mayim that came into a kli, that's now inside a kli, like a bathtub. So if you go into a bathtub, your goof also becomes tamei, that if you touch truma, you pass through the truma. We'll see in the Gemara why they made this gezeira. The tohor shenoflu al roisha v'ruba shloisha lugin mayim shuvim. Who then if you tore, you weren't tummy at all, but somebody threw on top of you gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. That means they had three buckets of water. Each one was a lug, a large sum, like a quart, or more a pint, a gallon, and they threw it on top of you. So that's also passes you midrabon, and now your goof becomes tummy. We'll soon see why. Biha sefer, any sefer is a trashy, kol kisvi akredish. Torah, Neviyah, Muksuvim, Poislin, Truma, B'magen. If a Sefer touches the bread, touches the Truma, the Sefer is Matama, the Truma. Truma becomes possible. V'hayadayim, your hands. Trashi, Stomim, Kodin, Tilosim. Before we wash our hands, that's one of the reasons why we wash our hands before we eat bread. Al-Sigzerim, Shemachli, Truma. That when you eat Truma, before you go to eat the Truma, you have to wash your hands. Because the Rabbonin will go the spam hands, have a tumah with the Rabbonin, that if your hands touch truma, you pass all the truma. But you're dying. somebody was mamish tomei midiraisa and you went to the mikvah, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat truma until harashemish, until it comes shkia, or even tzeitik chavim. So after the mikvah, until tzeitik chavim, that's called a tfuyon. So Gemara asked the kasha, this is midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're still tomei until it comes harashemish. So if you're going to touch truma now, your mamish is metamrit. That should be a deraisa, it's not a derabonin. Vaito v'oichlin, oichlin v'hakelim, any kli, shenitumu b'mashkin. That was mekabel tumah from mashkin. That means if water, tomadik water, touched a kli, or tomadik water, touched an oichl, that oichl now has tumah to it, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. We'll soon see what type of a mashk we're talking about. What type of a water touched a kli to say that now midirabonah, this kli has enough tumah, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. These are the gzeiros. We'll soon see later on in the Gemara, later on, how do you have 18? If you have less than 18, how many do you have? We'll see later. So the Gemara, the first one now. Man Tana, who's the Tana that says, Ha'oichal oichal rishon, v'yoichal oichal sheni, if you eat an oichal, a piece of bread that has a tumah rishon to it, that means a sheretz or a zav, somebody with an avat tumah, touch the piece of bread. So chulun lick a piece of bread, it's mekabel tumah, it's a rishon tumah. Now the person eats this oichal, so midiraisa the oichal is not metame you at all. But midirabonin, if you eat tumah dick a bread, it's metame your guf, and if you're going to touch truma, you're going to pass on the truma. The more man tano oichal oichal rishon, v'yoichal oichal sheni, misa pasli.